bastard. Arms out to your mum's house. 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 All right, okay. Hello, party people. Welcome once again to the Arms House to Your Mum's House podcast. I'm Amber.
This is Theme. What's up, what's up?
Easy now. Today is
currently half Japanese.
Yeah, Theme is over there.
Spain out the World Cup.
We're recording this on December 1st, and Theme is watching the footy in the background. I personally couldn't give a flying fuck about it. I like watching football. I enjoy a good sports event, but I really couldn't give a shit either way. But Theme is fully invested. His girlfriend, obviously,
you don't care about the World
his
Cup.
Wife. I mean, I care, but I don't really care. I mean, I don't really care, to be honest.
What if Syria were in the quarterfinals?
It would be big, but then what's going on in Syria at the moment, it would be a good look for Bashar al-Assad, the current president. And I hate his gut, so I wouldn't be up for it, you know?
No, because Iran... Their country's fucked up at the moment.
Yeah.
The players are kind of separating themselves from the government. They're refusing to sing the national anthem and stuff. So the people can do stuff like that. Teams can do stuff like that.
Definitely. Yeah. When something, an event like that is on the world stage, it's a good place to bring certain things to light. Yeah, definitely. You know, with the, you know, especially it being in Qatar and all the controversies around it, you know? Yeah. So I get that, but that's not about the football, you know what I mean? The football is just, you know, I like it. I enjoy it. I'm just not invested in it, you know? Like, you're now, like, who's playing right now? Was it Japan versus Spain?
Japan versus Spain. And I've got a lot of links to Spain.
Yeah.
And Spain are a huge team, right?
Yeah, exactly. I know that that's much. Team.
They've been killing it. They've been playing beautiful football. Like, really, really good. Everyone's been loving it. Graham Souness was just masturbating in the studio at half time, going, "Oh, I can't tell you how good it is to watch Spain." Purring over Spain was his words, yeah? Because they were 1-0 up. And then, bam, taking up. The thing about the Japanese, the thing about any sport is when, like, the lesser team or the underdogs, any sport,
yeah,
the underdogs win or start killing it. I fucking love that shit.
Yeah.
And these Japanese lads, they're like, 11 balls of fire. They're just energy. And Spain don't know what's going on because you've got like 100 Japanese lads around you when you get the ball. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're fucking 2-1 up. And the crowd, the Japanese people, you know about the Japanese people at the World Cup?
No.
They finish
Are they cleaning
the
up all? They cleaning,
they're cleaning,
cleaning
up all the shit.
Yeah, I saw that. Nuts, no, that's wicked. Yeah, I know that the Japanese team, I've seen them in previous World Cups and, they always, you know, give it 110%, you know?
That's all about their ethos, isn't it?
Yeah.
Be respectful, clean up, and give it 110%.
Yeah.
Send your kids to school for 27 hours a day.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? All that stuff. They are legend. Man, if they win this, what is it? There's 10 minutes left. Spain will be out of the World Cup. They were top of their group, bruv.
Jesus.
There's four teams in the group.
Yeah.
Spain were just pissing on it, literally jizzing on everyone's face. You can clean up that jizz. You can clean up that jizz. And now they're fucking third because Costa Rica are beating Germany. Man, this is the nuts.
Wow.
The nuts.
I had I know.
And Germany were beating Costa Rica 1-0.
Yeah, geez, man. Sorry, it's scary. And that, that underdog effect as well. Like, you know, sometimes those big teams, I mean, obviously, I don't know what goes on in the dressing room beforehand, the manager, like he might be telling them, look, this is an easy team. Take it easy on these guys. Just make sure you win so that we got enough energy for the future, you know, for the bigger teams. But then that's when smaller teams can swoop in.
That's exactly what happened to France yesterday. So France already qualified, in their group. So they played like their second string players.
Mm.
Bearing in mind, it's not the second string. These players have been selected to represent France at the World Cup. You can only take like 27 players or something. I can't remember. Mm. But they played all of like their second like 11, bar like one or two, and they start losing. So they look like idiots and they have to bring on everyone. Griezmann, Mbappe, like everyone.
Wow.
And they still ended up losing, but they still qualified.
Spain have
got all their players on.
Damn. That's crazy, man.
This is nuts.
Is there a certain amount of substitutes you can make before, like, the
quarterfinals? Yeah, that's all changed. There used to only be three.
Oh, right.
And then I stopped watching football like during a bit of COVID. You turn it back on after COVID and it's all like, oh, you get like concussion substitutions. I think you get like way more than three now. You get like five normal or something. I can't remember what it is. I don't even know. But you definitely don't get three anymore.
And what's that new technology? Is it VR technology or something? I saw VAR, a bit of it. VAR. VAR, yeah. Yeah, it looks interesting, but then it's getting too precise, isn't it? I mean, wasn't part of the game is like that loosey bit where it's up to the ref.
Yeah. And now if a couple of hairs on your arm are offside, then the computer gives it. And it takes ages. Sometimes they take like minutes and minutes to make a decision. Like football's never stopped like that. Now it just stops. Everyone's kind of waiting. Like, you know, like the NFL just, I could never go. I love basketball. Yeah. Like, I love it. But I can only watch it on highlights. I can watch, like, big games live. But going to, like, an NFL game or an NBA game, it's not 48 minutes, like 12 minutes a quarter. No. It takes, like, half a day.
They drag time that out. Shit out.
Time yeah. out.
And they
time
have
out.
Adverts. They have adverts everywhere. I think when they had the World Cup in America, they wanted to make it quarters. They were like, can we have quarters? Because we got to put advertising. And they're like, nah, bro. I remember hearing about that. That was hilarious.
I remember going to New York with my mum. And we'd, because we were thinking about, my dad was thinking about going to live there. Yeah. When I was, just when Biggie Smalls' album, his posthumous, is it posthumous? When you're dead and the album comes out. Life After
posthumous.
Death.
Posthumous. Life After Death.
It had just dropped. Yeah, and New York.
I think 97.
Fucked up. Yeah. Maybe. I want to have a look at that to see when I was there. And I'm like, Ma, I've got to get in the queue. The queue for there was like record stores back then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the queue, it was going round and round and round the block. My mum's not into hip hop, obviously. She's like, yo, if you're going in that queue, I'm going to fuck off back to the hotel. And I'm like, well, all right, Ma, I'm going to stay in the fucking queue. You know, 100%.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
100%. I brought the record there. I was like in amongst all these like Avex and Timberlands, like this little, I was be 16 year old kid just on my J's in the queue in New York, just standing there like, no, I'm going to get the new Biggie Smalls thing. But it was in New York. Biggie's obviously massive in New York.
Of course.
He just died. Like it was a huge event.
Did you buy the record or did you buy a CD?
CD, double CD it was.
Wow. Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Go back to the hotel. My mum's fuming. She's trying to watch something. And in America, they play the TV show. So the TV show starts, yeah? So like EastEnders, boom, 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 boom. And then when the intro stops, bam, it goes to adverts.
Yeah. I remember that. I remember that in America. I did not understand how people could put up with that shit, man. The adverts on the TV. And then while they have a little opening bit of the TV show, then they have the credits, like you said, then it's an advert break, and then they start the actual show, and then while the show's going on, there's little adverts popping up in the corner at the bottom of the screen. Yeah. It's like, fucking let them play the show for a minute before. And I can see.
Don't forget, Tommy's Nachos is opening today, this weekend. Tommy's Nachos, 50% free. Like scrolling across the screen.
And that's why, I mean, obviously the BBC is not perfect and it has its faults, but at least till this day, you know, obviously, you know, I don't want to go too deep into it. BBC has funding from other places. It's not just by the people, you know what I mean? They get funding from lots of places, so they have influences from here and there. But when it comes to advertising, I'm glad that they've held out this long, man. I don't know how long it will last, you know what I mean? Because, you know, everything's changing now. And the thing is, now online, when you're streaming stuff, obviously it's beautiful. You have access to everything, but man, online, I don't want adverts, man. You know what I mean? So I still illegally download shit. Yeah, because I hate adverts. Actually, Theme, I wanted to chat to you about this. Maybe we do it now on air.
Yeah, let's do it.
Obviously, this podcast is nowhere near where it would be for us to have this discussion seriously. But in the future, obviously listening to podcasts, there's a shit ton of adverts on podcasts as well. And not just adverts, they get the podcaster to read it out, like whether it's Blue Apron or fucking MeUndies or what the fuck. I mean, I don't want to promote these places, but, you know, we all know the ones, the same fucking ones on every fucking podcast, and they got to read them out of a piece of paper. Yeah. And I fucking hate it, man. I'm always skipping
it. I use Athletic Greens.
Yeah.
Athletic Greens is the best all-in-one formula. Like, fuck. And as like, long as if it's Bill Burr and he does the advert and he fucking rips the piss out of them. Yeah. What, I gotta say this fucking shit again?
Like, but you still gotta fucking sit through it, man. And I fucking hate that, man. And what I would fight for this podcast, obviously, you know, I don't know. Who knows what will happen in the future? If it gets popular and we get some listeners and if we get the opportunity for sponsors, I'd be really selective, man. I'd want to be, or I would want to go down the Patreon route, man. There's a lot of podcasts out there. They have Patreon where the people listening, you know, chip in a quid or 2 quid a month. And if you get like 100, 200, 300 people doing that, then you're good. You don't need fucking sponsors, you know, but people get greedy. They do Patreon, then they get sponsors as well. And they fucking do this. Yeah. And it's like, man, it's like, I would rather take a little bit less money and have no sponsor. Because also the sponsors, they can influence what you talk about on the podcast. And I don't want any influence. We want to talk about whatever the fuck we want to talk about, you know? And the Patreon route. Anyway, not to get too deep into this, man, because it's a bit boring. But I have thought
about advert. I've been thinking about adverts recently, yeah, because like my whole... The house I lived in was paid for by adverts when I was living in my dad's house. You know, what I mean? Right. My brother does advertising. My uncle does advertising. And for me, adverts now, yeah, it's quite strange because they do the complete opposite of what they're meant to do. If I'm going on YouTube and I want to listen to an instrumental or I want to watch some documentary and the advert comes up, I'll be so fuming with that product. I'll be like, this fucking advert, this fucking product. I deliberately won't listen to it. Deliberately put it on mute, just wait to skip it. It has the exact opposite effect. If I then saw that product in the shop,
it would vex
those
you.
Those are the cunts that keep on fucking making me wait for their shit while I'm trying to listen to this. You know what I mean?
And but I'll tell you what, next time I'm round, I'm gonna install Adblock onto your laptop, man. You got to have it on your server, on your the whatever internet thing you use. What the fuck is the word, man? But I got Adblock on it. I don't get any adverts. There's only a certain website if I go to an odd website.
Even on YouTube and shit.
YouTube, not a single advert. That's why when I watch it somewhere else and I start seeing YouTube video adverts, I'm like, wow, this is weird. Because I don't see any adverts whatsoever. Not a single one. Obviously, unless it's ingrained in the program I'm watching.
So you're not paying for YouTube Premium?
No. You can install and download for free an Adblock onto your...
So what happens? It just goes blank screen?
It's a little red thing with a hand and a red circle around it. It comes up on the top right of your... I don't know all the terminology for these things. The bar
but when
the
they're
top
playing
of the
ad, I'm saying when the ad's meant to be playing, what happens
it's
on
nothing,
your screen?
There's no ads. No, it just goes straight into the thing, whatever you're watching.
It goes straight into the
fucking
thing. Yeah,
and sometimes when you're watching something that's an hour long, sometimes they stick adverts halfway through. It just keeps going. There's no adverts whatsoever.
Definitely doing that.
It's deep, man. I couldn't live without it now, man. I couldn't imagine YouTube with that shit. Yeah, fuck sitting through those adverts.
Talked YouTube Premium completely out of their business model. Like, what's the point
exactly.
of fucking paying for YouTube Premium?
Whenever I see someone they don't have Adblock, I don't understand why the fuck they don't do it. It's free and it's easy and you can do it. Obviously, there's probably some dodgy ones out there, but I could show you the good one. I think mine was just called Adblock. That's it.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's deep, man. You can even get them for your phone. I don't have it on my phone, but I don't watch YouTube on my phone, really. So, but yeah, man, I would recommend everyone to get an ad block out there, man. fuck adverts. And I tell you what else gets on my fucking nerves. It's kind of on the similar subject, is big works of art, yeah, whatever they might be, are always have to be sponsored by a clothing company or a sports company or a fizzy drink company. You know what I mean? I don't want to name them, but we all know the ones, yeah? Like a big music event or a big, you know, always this plastered with, it's basically a big advert for this product, but with the art piece in the middle or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking hate that shit. Like we should, you know, it should be crowdfunded, man. And just doing the art for art's sake, not with no influence from big corporations, you know, but it's everywhere, man. There's no big piece of art. Like I'm talking big things that cost money, things that are big, to do. I'm not talking about just canvases. I'm talking about like sculptures and like art projects. They always have to be sponsored. And I get it. They need the money. And so they go to these big companies who have the excess money. But the big companies, they don't give a shit about the artwork. They just want to promote and if it's going to be good for their brand.
But it's hard for artists to get money, man.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? So any way of them getting money is probably a good thing.
I would love to start off, and I'm sure there are things like this, and I'm sure there's government programs as well, like Prince's Trust and a few other things where they give money to artists to create stuff without the influence of corporations, which is cool. But I would love to start like a monthly thing or every 3 months. Everyone, like we make a big poll and we pick an artist. Yeah, so all the people choose, and we have a big poll, and we decide on an artist, and then we all chip in £5 and give this artist whatever, like, you know, £5,000, £10,000 or whatever, and go create something with this, you know? I don't care what it is, you know? And then see what they come up with, and then we do it again 3 months later, you know, every 3 months, and just create art just for the hell of creating art, you know? I don't know.
You're a very people person kind of guy.
It's not people person. It's just everything is influenced. These corporations have got their fucking sticky fingers seeped into every culture. You know what I mean? They're grubby little hands grabbing on everything and trying to make it.
Baby.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to make money off it, man. And it's just, it just winds me up sometimes, man. But, you know, it's the world we live in nowadays, man.
So what have we got? We got some tunes. We got the new Griselda tune to look at.
Yes, we do have a couple of tunes.
I haven't heard it at all yet, so we're going to give genuine reaction to that.
This dropped... Yeah, it dropped yesterday. I haven't listened to it either. When I downloaded it, I listened to the first couple of seconds, but I've not listened to it. It's a brand new track by Westside Gunn featuring Black Star, you know, Talib Kweli and Mos Def. And the song is called Pepaz. And I looked up who produced it. It's one of Westside Gunn's, you know, one of them Griselda crew. Oh, fuck. What was his name? Continental something. I can't remember. How familiar are you with Westside Gunn and all that crew, man?
What, with Griselda? I was just trying to say to you the other day that one of them's kind of got one of the best verses in hip hop at the moment.
Oh, yeah. Conway.
Conway, he just did that tune, by the way, with Busta Rhymes and that old school guy. Like, old school guy.
Which guy?
Not Rakim. Cool G Herc, maybe Cool G Herc?
Cool G Rap.
Cool G Rap, he's done a tune with Conway.
Oh, yeah. I have heard of it. Yeah, I did see that.
Conway,
that's the
Busta
thing.
Rhymes and some legend.
Like, my relationship with them, I've never... like bought or downloaded anything from Griselda, really. If I think about it, no, I haven't. I just kind of stumble across their stuff because people, obviously everyone loves them. And I like them too. It's weird because they, on paper, they should be right up my street, you know? And sometimes...
Big Daddy Kane.
Sorry. With Big Daddy Kane. All right, wicked. Yeah, and Busta. I think I have heard that. That definitely came up on my timeline at some point. I just kind of stumble across them, whether they freestyle on a radio, people share their stuff. Cause obviously I follow a lot of hip hop related stuff. So it always comes up on my timeline and I always love it. You know what I mean? Obviously I love that. I do love that tune they did with, Method Man. They did a tune, Yellow something. Yellow?
I reckon Benny the Butcher and, Conway.
Mm.
A fucking good lyricist.
Conway to me stands out. I don't, Westside Gunn just, I don't know, man. It winds me up a bit. I have to say, it winds me
impression.
Up a bit.
You do a good impression of
he's
him.
He's always like this. And I follow him on Instagram and he looks like a prick. I'm sure he's a nice guy. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But like, he's just like always posing like that. And like, it's like, come on, man. Like, I don't know. He does seem cool, and he's a good lyricist. Obviously, I'm not taking that away from him, man. And I know he's super popular, but I don't know. Nothing is really
lyrically. Yeah. Benny the Butcher,
yeah,
and Conway are much better.
Yeah, but okay. So guys, we're gonna listen to this brand new track by Westside Gunn featuring Black Star. Peppers is called, and it goes like this.
Conductor, we have a problem. Conductor, we have a problem. Conductor.
Don't wait
Ain't well, I like it more by the shit. Babe. Ain't well, elegant, more managed, miracle. Flash still perennials, born inside when the terrible. Graveyard football, sound guy, very safe. Batman, Earth Slam, Joker to the Tanzanite. Matt Black Dynamite, blast radios, black radio. Core capability, flock of facility. Fly guy, do or die, best die. Energy.
That's most dev.
B-E-Y, these hoes hilarious, with cardiac serious. Cartier tank up, blow the central bank up. Told where you bank truck, nah baby it ain't luck. Days without a wave, we prayed and we made one. See the God graces with flavors and fountains. X amount of mountains, X amount is countless. The wizard is a fraud, what you afraid for? Saw a lot of thunder, no rainfall. Keynote consider glowing, get the geometric showing leather.
Stars of the story got it moving different. Goofy niggas, they hate being their jeans like it's their true religion. If it isn't love, it must be new edition. Fly guys, now we don't believe it's superstitious. Superman the man, see through the system with my supervision. Power.
Talib Kweli has got a bit of an annoying voice.
Voice of the people, keep it deeper than an Adam's apple. Yeah, even more than before. I said what I said, cause I saw what I saw. Son swore he ain't the boys, but always calling the law. Got him acting unhinged like a door on the floor. Yeah. I'm never silent, always speaking up. Personally,
who spits on it from Griselda? All of them were just Westside. No too much, can never be enough.
Louder than the bomb. Wait till the end to chat, Andy, man.
On the road, mama framing my tour post to stay away from these industry agents. They all vultures. Breaking up these toys because they're faking the small soldiers. I don't know why they do it, but it can't be for the culture. Claiming La Costa Nostra. We in love with the coke. And they hit niggas with the Rico way people put it in cola. For generational wealth, they standing on their ancestors' shoulders after burning down.
Hey yo, call your messenger hanging off your shoulder. Laying on the
boom, 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 boom.
Sales rocking three men. Catch you in the shower, nigga, keep playing. My shit feel like it's Illmatic again. My favorite fiend with the rehab. 2 weeks later, he was back in Attic again. He was $3 shorts, had a truck from the bench wagon again. Crashed and brought another toy. Did a short chef, lover boy. Everybody know my thing. Burn clean, Fendi sweatpants, got the Mac on the drawstring. My nigga hit me just to say he got the biggest lock in Orleans. I had a 38 or 14. Eric got a poncho blanco. So much coke he had to get the baking soda from Costco's. My shooter sniffing coke like John Bones. Man, try coming Jacob with the time zones. Get your hella for my bloom. Stylus picked it out with the eyes closed. Gucci house with the rhinestones. When you see the red wagon, you know what's happening. Desert in the Dunhill, niggas know it's bragging. Red souls on the loose, I'm a soul assassin. Hopped out at Corbone, all the cameras flashing. Hopped out at Corbone, all the bitches grabbing. Bitches love the fly guard, all these niggas capping. LV snap back with the crystal backwards.
Bitches love the fly guard.
What do you think of that beat, man?
I mean, I kind of like the beat, but I'm kind of getting a bit played out with beats that deliberately hardly have any drum.
Yeah, you know what I mean, I was gonna say that.
And a lot of Pete Rock obviously did a lot of that and shit, but this guy is doing it a lot. The other thing, I'd say Westside actually, when he comes in, he's maybe one of the better. Maybe it's because he's coming in after Talib Kweli. I find Talib Kweli a little bit boring, but Westside comes in well on that. But yeah. I thought I hadn't heard it, and maybe I haven't, but I've heard some of those bars like definitely before, like when his favorite fiend was like nearly collapsed, but then next week he's back at it again. And
oh, yeah,
bitches
yeah.
love Fly God and all. I mean, I've heard, and you know what I mean, like talking about coke and that. But I mean, and I know that's where they're at and what they do and where they come from, but
yeah,
it's kind of maybe I have heard it before, but maybe.
Oh, you think he recycled the lyrics?
Well, maybe it's just the same. It's so similar to another one or something like that. And besides, other rappers have always said, like, my favorite coke fiend, he collapsed, and then next week he was back at it again and all that kind of shit. But I do like Westside. I like the way he comes in.
Yeah, yeah, I think he was the strongest out of all three, man, to be honest. I mean, it's one of those it was one of those type of tunes and the type of lyricists. I mean, Mos Def is like that, and Talib and West Side Gun. They're the types where you're not going to catch everything on the first listen. You've got to kind of listen back to catch each of the lyrics, you know? And
So it kind of felt like Mos Def, where it does, wasn't really feeling it. You know what I mean? He was just rapping on it. Like, he'd never choose that beat for himself.
No. Have you listened to the new Black Star album produced by Madlib? It's like kind of, there's a few similar-ish type of beats, and he flows quite similar on it. I think this is kind of his new little flex that he's doing, maybe, man. I haven't lived with the Black Star album. I've listened through it maybe once or twice, but it was a while ago because it's been out a few months now, a good few months now. I don't know. It didn't grab me enough to re-listen to it since, you know, like nothing really stood out. I couldn't name any of the songs right now even, you know. So, but it was good though. It was nice. You know what I mean? As for this tune, you know, it was pure lyricism. There was no chorus, no nothing. It was just one after the other after the other. I still don't know what they mean by peppers. Are they talking about like when you lick off shots, like you pepper spray kind of? I don't know. I don't know what they mean by pepper. And also, I don't know if it was just the one I downloaded, but it like slowed down. Like, I swear it was going.
Yeah,
like
I heard the sample fucking up. Yeah.
I don't know if that was deliberate. Was it deliberate? Because it might be just my computer being shitty. I don't know. But anyway, that was, you know, an interesting choice if that was meant.
I definitely clocked that as well. I'm not sure if it's your computer.
I'm all about the drums, man. If you watch my show on Tabush Records, Don't Judge a Record by Its Cover, we love drums on there, man. Like, and boom bap. Obviously, this has boom bap feel and the essence of it, and it's got that head nod aspect of it. And I'm not hating on it. It's cool. But I'm with you, man. I just like halfway through the tune, I'm like, just drop the drums in already, god damn it, man. Just put a fat fucking drum loop in it.
The lyricism is the nuts.
Yeah.
Then it doesn't need it.
Yeah, I mean, every now and again, I mean, there was a time when a lot of tunes were coming like that, and there was a lot of other people kind of copycatting it, and I was like, please don't let this become a massive thing, you know, because I don't want to lose.
Smoke Dizza did quite a good one.
Yeah, with Pete Rock, I think. Yeah,
Pete Rock.
Yeah, and Alchemist did a phase like that as well. But I've seen a few interviews with Alchemist, and he said, like, he's like, I'll never leave the drums alone. He's like, always got to have them drums in there, man. Yeah. But overall, good tune. I'll definitely give it another listen again to like kind of nitpick the lyrics, because again, I couldn't really. There was no standout bit that I can remember.
I mean, maybe the bits I heard, maybe I heard them on Instagram or something, because I follow all those guys, but.
Yeah, it's possible.
But he came in well. I think Westside done the best on that.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think he's toned down. He's not talking like that all the time. He's still doing that, but it's a little bit less.
I think I remember he said something. He goes, it feels like Illmatic again. Or something like that. He said something like, feels like being an Illmatic. But actually, talking about Illmatic, the next song we wanted to play is another new-ish song. Came out like a week or so ago by... Nasty Nas. He released King's Disease 3. His album came not too long ago. I've heard a couple of tracks off it. I've heard this one that we're going to play. I've heard it like once, maybe twice. It was my favorite from what I heard. Again,
what's it called?
It's called Thun or Dun. Dun. Yeah. Because that got famous from Mobb Deep and all them boys, because I think their mate, he had a speech impediment. And when he said son, because they all go, hey, yo, son, what up, son? He had a speech impediment. So he'd be like, what's up, son? What up, son? Fun, like that. And so they all started like taking a piss out of him. But then it became part of their lexicon, you know? So I think even Prodigy did a tune called Thun Language. Thun Language. But I always knew it as Dun. I always thought it was D-U-N, but it's T-H-U-N. But I always thought it was Dun. Like, hey, yo, Dun. What up, Dun? What up, Dun? You know what I mean? So anyway, so that's like kind of from their lexicon, Thun. And so this is from King's Disease 3. Shall we give it a listen?
Yeah, man. Let's check it out.
Let's give it a go. But first... okay. That's to Talib Kweli, motherfucker. I'm kidding. I like Talib Kweli, but yeah, I agree with you, man. Like, he can be a bit boring, man. He's one of those guys, because I think it's a delicate balance for an MC to have substance in their rap and to talk about meaningful things, but also to flow well and to ride the beat. Because there's no point saying something poignant if it doesn't sound good. If it doesn't sound good, I'm not going to fucking listen to it. But if it sounds cool... but you're chatting absolute shit, I'm only going to be able to take so much about that as well. But I prefer someone sounds good as opposed to, I mean, it's kind of fucked up, but I kind of do when listening
some,
to music.
I think certain, well, musicians as a whole, like they have like their pinnacle. When he was on Black Star and when he was on
and High Tech, Reflection, Control, Reflection Eternal, that album is a classic.
Those were good, man. Those
love
were, Quality
that
Control
shit.
Was probably like the lesser one out of those three. And it was still you know what I'm saying?
Talib is a legend. He's done some great tunes like that aren't on his album. Like he did a tune called Fortified Live, and he did a tune like he featured on a lot of wicked tunes back in that Backpack era in the late 90s, early 2000s. He's wicked. I really rate him, and he's a cool dude. Actually, he released an album with Diamond D. There's some good tracks on that. I might play that in a future episode. A couple of tracks like Diamond D's Ill Beats and Talib rapping, but some of them are great. But anyway, sorry. Let's move on to Nas from King's Disease 3. Hey, yo, Thun. Check it out, son.
Queensbridge, baby. No doubt. Already better for me.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Yeah.
Not niggas I really met through music shit. It'd be some real thuns I grew up with. Phone calls from the feds. Long story so fast. Wishing they get home in a hurry.
Oh, fuck. I'm sorry, mate. I tried to lower the volume, but then it just switched off. I'm going to rewind. Rewind, selector.
Rewind and come again, getting
steamed. This is Hit-Boy, production by Hit-Boy.
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt.
Already the drum.
Not niggas I really met through music shit. It be some real thuns I grew up with. Phone calls from the feds, long story so fast. Wishing they get home in a hurry, cause we the last of a dying pack of lions. Nightmares of the cast, thoroughbred, surviving, you know. Welcome home, Ronnie Bumps.
And love
to
call
me that boss, ordered us lobster tails late 1940. We was out there trying to rid the stress. Had a beat tape from Stretch, rest. Black tech, black vest, to master dark aura. We hit the city deep in the explorer. Looking at the source, wish I was the cover story that was coming shortly. Cars back then, had broad packed in. Recipes of you good men, the God Star Kim. A proper bottle, we not promised tomorrow. Showing love is the motto. Flicks a cowboy hat, strapped like desperados. They lit one out the chamber. No iron fired in a vegetative state. When that man China died, stomped out on 12th Street. Memory fails me. Heard homie was a real G. That's what they tell me. I was the one to run through the functions. No funny acting. And it was me that introduced many to Money Bags and Grandmaster Vic. The DJs, Disco Twins. From the towers to Promenade. Host a party up in Starless, they know Queens in the house. No beef for rivals, they playing either a title. Brothers can do anything when they decide to win the Range Rover. Dissecting bars from Takeover. Sometimes I text over like, nigga, this ain't over. Laughing. I had to hold it down for Queens cause I overvalue fiends. Shout to Brooklyn all between. Hoods be overlapping, subways be stacked. And I ain't been on a train in decades. And I can still hear the wheels on the tracks. Feel the beat break, serial deface for Jake's. A license to carry still ain't safe in New York State. It's still a lot of ways to manage the life expectancy average. The future of our next generation ain't been established. Conflicted by some of the same patterns that had us. Money and social status, tell me what really matters. So who are you when they turn up all the cameras? With me, you know the answers. Go ask Tony Bennett. Terrace on the Park, they gotta know. DJ.
Yes, man, that's Nas. Fun. Produced by Hit-Boy.
Apparently what happened that when Nas released that, Jay-Z went on something, I think it was Instagram, and just posted a picture of him holding like 7 Grammys.
Oh yeah, because of that lyric.
Didn't
that
say
he said.
Anything, but just posted like him holding all these fucking Grammys and shit.
Sick.
Brilliant, man.
Yeah, look, because of that lyric. What did he say? He goes, sometimes I text Hov, tell him it ain't
text
over.
Text Hov, but this ain't over.
This ain't over. But as a joke, like a little tongue-in-cheek. Yeah, that's... You see, at least we remembered one of the lyrics from the song. You know, Nas already, he stands out.
I remember a lot of that shit from that verse. I mean, he was spitting on that.
Yeah.
He was spitting on that.
He's in the house. See, it's like, sounds like you're on the... tracks in fucking New York, you know what I mean? The elevated tracks and shit. This bit. You must recognize that sound.
Kind of shit. Yeah, yeah.
Then it comes
like
in.
The Shining or something.
I don't know where it's from. It's I don't know how they made that noise. It's a big tune. All right, that's ESG, a song called UFO. I just wanted to stick that in there because that was produced, the Nas tune was, the whole album was produced by Hit-Boy. And there's no features on the album, you know what I mean? It's just Nas doing his thing. He can still carry a whole album on his J's, harking back to Illmatic days where he didn't have any features. He only had one feature on Life's a Bitch in it with AZ.
Yeah.
But
that tune, as soon as it started, I was like, yo, this is better.
Yeah. And then including that sample, you know, it's harking back to that day. You know, when I hear it, for me, aesthetically, it just brings me back to that time, that sample, you know, that ESG sample. Yeah, it's pretty dope, man. Arms house to your mum's house. All right, party people, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but I completely forgot to mention how I said on episode 4 that if you left a comment on the YouTube video for episode 4, I was going to pick one of the commenters, and send them a free Tarbush Records t-shirt. We got a few comments. Thank you so much for that, but I think we can get more, okay? So now, if you leave a comment on episode 4 or on this episode, episode 5, when it comes to episode 6 next Wednesday, I will pick one of the commenters out of a hat and send you a free Tarbush Records t-shirt. Let me see if I can find the t-shirt. One sec. Yeah, one of these t-shirts, Tarbush Records t-shirts, one of these ones, man. I'll fling you it in the post for free. All right, so leave a comment on this video or on episode 4 or episode 5, this one, okay? Thank you so much. Big up. Peace. Now back to the podcast. I got another tune that you asked me to play. We can listen to that, Themos. What are you thinking? Liven it up a bit.
Yeah, play it, man.
Yeah, you said you had a little story. All right, we're going drum and bass now, guys. As you know, if you
liquid,
listen,
we're going liquid. Drum and bass.
But this is like this is intelligent, I would say, because this is like early. This is, I think, before the term liquid maybe came about.
Yeah, this is drum and bass.
Yeah, it's drum and bass jungle. LTJ Bookham, a song called Atlantis.
Before he became a nonce.
Yeah, who became a nonce?
LTJ.
Is it?
Anyone like that now? Because of African Bambaataa, anyone who's like semi old school and used to be good. Like, I bet you LTJ Booker's a bit shit now.
But, well, I don't know. I wouldn't know.
This is before he became a nonce.
He's still touring. He's still playing out. I've seen him live a few times. He's incredible. When he has that, what's his name? The MC that goes around with him and they have the
Conrad.
They have the lighting. They do everything is set up. It's really good if you get a Conrad's chance to see it. Like,
breaking it down.
Yeah, he does like singing and like the echo on it. It's really fucking dope.
This music is my first love, baby, and I must confess I will progress even though I won't get stressed. Yes, with a love for not being invented.
But it's been a long time for me, man. It's been a long time, over 10 years since I've seen him. Maybe I've seen him since, but anyway, yeah, let's get into this. It's a bit of a long intro. I didn't cut it down, but it's the intro that's dope, I think.
Yeah.
We're taking it back. Back into time.
All you ravers and ravettes. Get your One Nation tickets before they sell out. £40 a ticket. Now, this is a big, big, big track to be fair. I turned it up.
There we go.
Here we go. I need you, I want you. Breaks hard as well.
Thank you.
We are it. And when the bass drops as well, no stripper does it on this.
The low air. Boom, boom.
Here comes the boom.
Is that enough, Andy? Man. Shall we? Yeah.
Yeah, that's enough, man.
Oh, yeah. Also, I just remembered.
Yeah.
Wait. I just remembered I wanted to shout out my mate Richard, a.k.a. Elvirus. He's the one who sent me that West Side Gun song. Sorry. So I just wanted to shout him out. Big up, Rich.
Yeah.
But yeah, you said you had a story attached to this particular song, the LTJ Bookham one.
Not that particular song, but regarding that, I mean, we used to smoke a lot of weed around Leper's house. You know Leper?
Oh, yeah.
TGS.
Yeah, we had a little beef with it, a little minor one back in the day, I remember.
Did you?
I think, I mean, Leper was always
beef,
cool.
To be fair.
I've seen him many times since then and super chill dude, man, you know? But I think it was...
Yeah, now he's killing life.
Yeah. Didn't he write with someone who wrote Ogre? Ogre? No.
He wrote with Rule.
Rule.
Rule, Leper, me and Cheat and Dogs.
Dogs, of
like
course.
He was good friends with Dogs.
Yeah.
And
I
they he lived in Earl's Court, like around the corner. They all lived quite close to each other.
Yeah.
And next door to Nick, yeah, we were little kids, like smoking weed, smoking shitty hash and stuff like that. And they, you know, those balconies they all have in Earl's Court, like over like tiny little balcony over the pavement. Yeah. His next door neighbor was this skinhead guy called Martin. Yeah, ginger skinhead guy. It turns out he was like quite a big dealer. So we were like, yeah, all right, Martin, nice to meet you. And became like mates with him. We used to get all of our weed and our draw and we used to tick bits off him and everything like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a while till we got to know him. And like Nick, Leps was always like, no, I have to chat to him. I have to chat to him because it was his neighbor. And the geezer was like a proper, the guy was a proper rude boy. He's dead now.
Oh, shit.
He died from patting someone's dog.
What?
Like he went to pat someone's dog and the geezer knifed him up. Yeah, and that's how he passed away.
Shit.
So the guy Martin, who was the neighbor, is now dead. Yeah, but I remember Leper telling me like one time, we used to listen to that tune all the time.
Mm.
All the time. I think it's Logical Progression Sessions 1.
Yes, Progression Sessions. Yes, I remember that.
Yeah. And anyway, they're like hearing it from next door. Doop 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 boom. And we're like, yo, what the fuck? I wasn't there, but they're like, what the fuck? And they go, Nick goes like hops over the balcony to his next door neighbor's flat, and Martin's like, oh bruv, yeah, come in. Like Martin was like in a proper like that. He came in and the whole of Logical Progression were there.
Oh shit.
And Nick said like the cocaine was just like off the Richter, like piles and piles of his shit all playing out, fat, like massive party there. And he was saying just huge amounts of fucking Bugle everywhere. Like they put his face in it, shit like that, you know what I mean?
Jesus.
And he was doing the whole Scarface thing, you know what I mean? It's like, but so they were all there. They were next door. We were like, what the fuck? Nick came like out the whatever we were doing, writing or graphing the next day. And he's like, yo, fucking, I met LTJ last night. He was fucking next door in Martin's flat. And we already thought Martin was like the biggest bad man we'd ever met in our life. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then this just put him up even more in the estimation.
Yeah.
That crew was wicked, man. That crew was wicked. That was the origin. There's a, you know, sample of those boys now. They have a crew, TGS.
Oh, yeah.
But we were the original TGS.
Uh-huh.
Me, Nick, or me, Leper, Dogs, Rule, Cheat, Puzzler.
Puzzler. And, that's who I was trying to think of. What did TGS stand for? What did it stand for?
Man, we did a Transit Gangsters whole car.
Ah, okay.
There's a photo. I think I've got a photo of it on my Instagram. Transit Gangsters, Toys Get Smoked. So my EP was called Toys Get Smoked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What, window down or top to bottom?
Window down, window down.
Sick.
It was Cheat, Leps and I think Dogs who did it.
Yeah.
That was like the introduction to us starting to do trains. He was like, yo, they did a fucking train. They did Transit Gangster. I think Cheat dropped all the letters and then they filled it in and did the outline and shit.
Sick.
I'll try and find a photo.
Yeah, please.
You can stick it on the podcast for when we talk about it.
No, we'll stick it on the Instagram. Everybody listening, go to @almshousetoyourmumshousepod.
Pod.
Yeah, there's some other chief has got almshouse to your mum's house. They got no photos, no nothing. I fucking hate it when it happens. It's like my
one. Like a fat Texan bird or something. It's weird. They've got almshouse to your mum's house.
Yeah, I have no idea what the fuck it is. And I hate it because my Instagram is @sodamnfresh. But with a one on it. And the fucking one with So Damn Fresh, there's zero photos, zero nothing. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy doing? Anyway.
Yo, but talking of Puzzler, remember Puzzler?
Yeah, yeah,
I do. Remember that group, OOH?
Yeah, Ooh.
Not Akey. Gobs.
Gobs. That's it.
Aliens. Alien, Gobs, and Puzzler.
I do. They OOH all had...
was quite a good crew.
They had cool hand styles. I remember that much. Yeah. Puzzler with the A
and
with the
Out
flick
of
at the
Hand
end.
Was a wicked name. Out of Hand. Yeah. It was a sick crew name, yo.
Yeah.
And when you couldn't go on the District Line or Piccadilly, Puzzler had all of the windows
there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Scratched
yeah.
in every single, like, there wasn't a time you'd get on, you'd always see a Puzzler reach.
Yeah. I remember in Ealing Broadway, yeah, where the KFC is now. A few doors down, there was Ealing Sports Shop. I don't know if it's still there or not, man. But that spot...
No, it's not. I remember that, yeah.
We used to go there and buy dart sharpeners. Do you remember dart sharpeners? Like, really? To sharpen your darts. Like, you'd buy a bag. It was darts. Like, it was like £2.99 or £3. You get a little plastic bag with three, like, they're like for sharpening darts. Yeah, for playing darts. And you could
Is
go
that
in
what
there...
for? Huh? That's what they're for. I've got some here.
We call them, and so we'd go in there and buy dart sharpeners there and use them to scratch on the windows of the trains and the buses, yeah? And I remember going in there once, because, I don't know, you lose them or you give them to someone, and so I had to go in there and get some more. And the guy was like, these are really popular, you know, the guy behind the shop. He was like, all the kids are coming in buying darts sharpener. I didn't realize darts were so popular. I'm like, yeah, mate, no worries, mate. And popped out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was hilarious, man.
He probably noticed why so many are going missing as well out of the, you know, I mean, they're easy to rack.
Yeah,
I thought they were drill bits. You remember like triangular...
Yeah, they
blue
look like drill
and orange
bits.
Kind of drill bits.
They looked like
That's
drill
what I'm
bits.
Trying to, if you can hear me rummaging, it's because I've got some here.
Yeah, people used to use drill bits, or you could even just, if you saw a glass bottle on the floor, which happened a lot in the 90s,
yeah,
if
you
stood
could
at
use
a bus
a piece
stop,
of glass.
You just grab the bottle and just, you could use it to cut the glass with, you know. But you'd have to be careful not to cut your hand if it was like a broken piece of glass, man.
Don't cut your shit, fool.
But you know what? Talking about drum and bass. Meeting drum and bass heads, yeah. I got an interesting story, if I can remember it correctly, yeah. So, you can hear me, yeah, Andy?
Yeah, sorry.
Looking,
I don't know why, it's not going to be much worth finding it. I was looking for a scratchy. We call them scratchies.
Yeah, scratchies, yeah. And someone even coined the phrase scratchity, like scratch graffiti, but whatever. But no. So this was a while ago again. This was when I was doing the West London Warehouse Party days. And we were on Killer Keller's podcast, by the way. Sorry, not to go off on too much of a tangent. Oh, there it is. Yeah, they look like that. Yeah, that's like a drill bit thing. The dart sharpener
was
wasn't
that the
far
thing
off,
you were talking about?
Yeah, but it didn't have the metal bit at the end. It just had that bit at the end.
See, and this one's like properly pointed as well.
No, but it went to a point. That's the thing. You could get one that had a rounded edge or one that had a pointy edge. That's the thing. It came in a box, like a little pack of three. But anyway, back when I was doing West London Warehouse Party, my sister was session singing for DJ Crust, who was living in Ladbroke Grove at the time, which was just a couple of streets down from where the West London Warehouse Party used to be back then in Ladbroke Grove on Harrow Road before we moved to Acton. I remember my sister, she was session singing the day that we were doing the party. And then she called me and said, oh, I'm with Crust. And he said, he'll come and do a set at the party. I'm like, fucking hell, yes. He can come and do it.
You're like, hell yeah.
So he came to the party. He DJed. It was a massive surprise for everyone. It all kicked off. It was fucking sick night, yeah? And then I introduced him to my mate who used to write. He doesn't write anymore. Now he's a big man in Netflix. He's like up one of the top dogs in Netflix. Anyway, back in the day, he used to write. I don't want to mention his name because, like I said, he's got quite a well-to-do job now. But he, at the time, back then, had a like a, he was working for a, he was trying to start off a TV production company type thing. And he got really pally with Krust, and they'd worked out to film a documentary on DJ Krust, yeah? And so, and a couple of months later, there was that big festival that happens every year in Bristol. There's a street festival similar to how Carnival is in London, but it's in Bristol. So it's like takes over half of Bristol is basically they close all the streets. They put sound systems. It's like a big fuck off every year. It's Churchfield Festival. I beg you, look it up for me, Andy, man. It's every year.
Bristol, did you say?
Yeah? Bristol Street Party, yearly street party. It's Church something festival. I can't remember what they call it. Anyway, and there was a main stage, and Krust was headlining the main stage with a DJ set. And unbeknownst to me at the time, my mate was filming Krust and like getting this project off the ground. I don't think it ever went anywhere in the end. But anyway, they were filming interviews with him, and then he wanted to go with him to this festival to film the festival. So he asked me if I could drive them up there. And I was like, okay, cool, let's go. And so they all jumped in the car, Krust, and they were interviewing him while they were in the car. We had the cameraman sat in the front seat filming backwards. And anyway, so we drove to Bristol and we were bopping. And he's like a fucking ghetto celeb in Bristol, man. Everyone knows DJ Krust out there and all that Full Circle crew, you know, Ronnie Size, all them boys.
Yeah, yeah.
But we were with Krust. And so Krust, like we were under his wing. It was me and my girl at the time, my mate, who was interviewing him, the cameraman, and Krust were all packed into my car, drove to Bristol. We had a wicked time. And then we went on the main stage. Oh, no. So he was performing at midnight, yeah, on the main stage. And that night just so happened to be a massive boxing match. And it was, if I can remember correctly, you'll know better than me. It was David Haye, English boxer, against that, I think he's
the
Russian.
Massive Russian guy.
Yeah, Russian guy. What, Klitschko? What's his fucking name? I can't remember.
Like this ogre guy.
Yeah, it was him, like, against
those. 7 foot.
Yeah, it was that boxing match, whatever that was. Yeah, I wasn't too fussed about it, but Krust really wanted to watch it. Yeah, and I think it started at, it was like kicking off, the first bell was going to be at 10:30 or something at night. And so he was like, okay, well, we're going to go to my mate's house now, watch the boxing. And then after the boxing, we're going to run to the main stage and I'm going to perform. Yeah. And we were like, whatever. We're just like fly on the wall. My mate is just filming him in his element,
yeah.
And we were just drinking, catching jokes. And so we go to his mate's house, and it turns out we ended up at DJ Dye's house, DJ Dye, D-I-E. Yeah. Another big time famous DJ, man. And so we turn up at this guy's house, and Goldie is there, and a bunch of other heads are there. Yeah. And we rock up into the house, and Goldie was being a proper dickhead, man. He was blatantly, I don't know what he was on. Yeah. And he was polite. He wasn't overtly rude, but he wasn't being a dickhead. Cause he was like, who are these guys? Who are these guys to Krust? And Krust was like, don't worry, they're with me. It's cool. Yeah. They're filming a thing with me. And he's like, oh no, they can't. No, there's no room for him. There's no room. And there was room for us. You know what I mean? Like, he was just being a bit of a dick, man. And he was like, you guys sit over there like that. Yeah. We were like, whatever. All right. You know what I mean? You don't have to be a dick about
you
it.
You bumpkins can sit over there. Yeah. Yeah. And, this is for the fight though. Yeah.
Yeah, and so we watched the fight, and it was over pretty quickly. I can't even remember who won. I think maybe David Haye won. Yeah, David Haye won. So, because everyone was in a good mood. And I remember after the fight, because it literally, the fight ended at 11:30, and we literally, because we were stood by the door watching the end of the fight, because he had to be on stage at midnight, you know? So we're all there watching the fight. He knocks him out, or it goes to the 15 rounds. I can't even remember, man. And then we leg it, and then we're running through everything. Like, as you can imagine, there's people everywhere. We're just trying to get to this main stage, and we made it. We're all up on the stage, and it was like a sick day, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my meeting a drum and bass DJ story.
And Goldie's now like really zen, lives in Thailand, is into like Bikram yoga and being nice and shit like that.
No, I mean, yeah, he's.
I can imagine him being pretty intimidating back in the day. You know what I mean?
He was blatantly gacked up on something as well, man. He was on something, and he was just being like, you know, a proper joker. You know what I mean? He was all right, but yeah, he was a bit of a dick. But we didn't care. You know what I mean? We were just happy to be there. We're like, oh shit, we weren't expecting any of this stuff. But yeah, that was fun, man.
Have you met Goldie again since?
I remember we used to go to Bar Rumba every Thursday. We used to go to Movement.
Bar Rumba on a Thursday.
And he was always there. Even if he wasn't DJing, he was there in the crowd and you could always go up to him and say, so I remember shaking his hand a couple of times, but I never like sat in a house with him or anything like that.
You never brought it up. No, you fucking pussy. No, I haven't. You made me sit in the door like a bumpkin during that David Hay fight.
No, I haven't seen him since or chatted to him about it.
You should bring it up with him now because he'd be like, no, man, I'm completely zen and vegetarian. You know, shut up, you moist flannel. You know what I mean?
I doubt you.
Tables
remember.
Have turned now. Pussy, go where's your gold teeth now?
I'll be like, yo, Goldie. I'll bring on top of your mom's house. Motherfucker.
Yeah. You need a dentist, motherfucker.
No, I love the gold.
Tight pant yoga legging, motherfucker.
I loved his bit in was it Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels when he's like,
yeah, Lock, Stock or Snatch, I can't remember.
He's like, I know how to erase the bodies. He goes, hey, was it? He goes, I only know how to kill the bodies. I don't know how to erase the bodies.
I know how to create the
create
bodies.
The bodies.
I don't know
it.
How to erase the bodies.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, salute to Goldie, man. And also, I heard, I never
Sick
actually
writer,
saw it.
London legend.
Yeah, graffiti writer. Yeah. He's in spray can art. He's, you know, legendary dude, man. Without a doubt, you can't take that away from him, man. And I heard that he did his album. What was it called? Timeless, I think his album.
Yeah, Timeless.
In a city life. Apparently, they did it.
I was going to ask us to do one too.
Huh?
I was going to say, I was going to use that tune for the podcast a couple of episodes back.
Yeah, maybe we'll bring it back. But then I can't tell that story anymore. I should have saved that story for that. But anyway.
Now we can't use that tune either because that tune's banging, but then the kind of middle bit I'm not very keen on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It is I love that song. But I was going to say, I saw clips and I had friends who went to see it. I can't remember which venue it was in, but he did the album, but with a massive orchestra, like live with a big orchestra. And apparently it was with Outlook Orchestra, I think, if I remember correctly. But I remember seeing clips of it and I was mad jealous that I didn't get to see that, man. It looked fucking sick. But, anyway, salute to them boys, them. I was thinking, you know, we can wrap it up a little bit now. I was going
to... Something happened to me today, man. Yeah. Something happened to me today. Check
hit me.
Out.
What happened?
Holy shit.
Oh, shit.
I went to the gym today. I go to the gym quite a lot, as you know, but I went to the gym today. There's this little old Thai woman standing in the foyer of the gym, and she's got flyers, she's got like a little placard behind her, she's obviously giving out some shit. I walk in the gym, she's like, hello, blah 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 blah. I said, yeah. She goes, you a member? I said, yeah. She's like, I'm a new massage, yeah. Or I don't know if it was
masseuse.
New, it was massage, it was, yeah, proper yeah. Legit, like all had like all of her credentials, like she had her certificates with her and shit. On this placard had her business name and shit. And she's giving out cards. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like, the first time you come is 50% discount.
What?
I was
come.
Shit. No, first time you come to see me is 50% discount.
Yeah. I'm being filled, sorry.
And I'm like, yeah. That's brilliant. Like I never go for a match. Anyway, today I was doing like deadlifts and squats and I'm doing all my leg shit. Cause you know, I bust up my knee and I have to do all this shit for my legs.
Yeah.
And I went in. Because I'm trying to go in hard on the leg shit. Anyway, finished the leg shit. Was so fucked. I kind of passed out in the sauna. I was like, fucking, I got to get out of here. Because I was like, I was falling asleep. Yeah.
Jeez.
Went in the steam room trying to like feel better. Came out. Had
you know,
a
that's dangerous
munch.
To people fall asleep in saunas and fuck them shit, their shit up. Anyway. Sorry.
Yeah. But only if you fall asleep for a long time. Yeah. But anyway, I had this card. Yeah. And I know the dudes there who work in the restaurant. Like they're safe like Algerian dudes, we always have like a bit of banter, speak a bit of French, chat about French hip hop and shit. Anyway, I was like, yo, I need a munch. They're like, yeah, we'll whip you up a munch. I'm wicked, like chicken salad, all this shit. I'm like, yeah. While I'm sitting waiting for this, I noticed that this woman's gone. All her placards and shit are gone. I was like, oh yeah, that bitch was there. Pulled out her card and my legs and my back are fucked. Yeah. Mm. fucked. And I'm looking at it, 50% off, £50 for half an hour. So it'd be £25.
Was she fit?
I'm thinking, do you know what?
Was she fit?
No, she was old lady.
Oh, right, okay.
Old lady.
Yeah.
But you know, quite like aggressive. Like one of those kind of old Asian
ladies.
They give
the best massages, man. Them old.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's
they
it.
They don't fuck around.
And I thought, do you know what, bruv? All I had to do was go and buy a Christmas tree for my utes, and I was going to get it for Morrison. I said, you know what? Morrison's is in Acton. This woman says she's based in Acton, yeah?
Okay.
I was like, fuck it. I'm going to call this, but 25 quid. I'll just tell her to do my legs and my lower back. Bit bless. Yeah?
Yeah.
I phone her up. I can't remember her name. Leela. I was like, hi, Leela. Because I'd caught some banter with her at the doors. I'm going to try and make her remember him. I was like, hi, Leela. Mm. It's me. I've got your card. I'm in Roko Gym. You were chatting to me. Blah, 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 blah. She said, oh, yeah, darling. Yeah, darling. Yeah, darling. I said, okay, brilliant. Is it true? It's 50% off. She's like, yeah, 50% off. Bearing that this is in my gym. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like coming across mad legit. I'm like, yeah. So if I come for half an hour, it's £25. She's like, yeah. But happy ending back to £50.
No
and
way.
I said, what the fuck? What do you mean? I'm like catching Joe with her. I was like, Leela.
No way.
What are you telling me? Yeah. She goes, you want full service, happy ending, £50. But you want full service. And I'm like, whoa, what's full service? You know what I mean? Are we talking like, what do you mean full service? She gave me like this business card and shit. It has all her like fucking business address on it, her trademark, her rare. And she bam, straight away.
You should have said, is your daughter there as well? She do?
Yeah. this woman's like touching 60.
Yeah.
Like, honestly touching 60. And she could be, I mean, I might be way off. She might be older, whatever.
Yeah.
But we're old. She's way older than us. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sorry, is this the bird who was standing in the foyer in Roko Gym? Like, this, like, quite a plush gym.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, did it look like they allowed
her? I was there. Yeah. But she set up all her shit. Like, it was like, you know, she's in the foyer, like in the reception as you walk in. You know what I mean? And I'm like, sorry? She's like, yeah, £25, but if you want hand job, back to £50. She said the word hand job. I'm like, yo!
Oh my God.
Putting her on loudspeaker,
yeah?
In front of everyone in the cafeteria. I'm like, what did you just say? She's like, she's getting angry. I said, if you want hand job, £50 on loudspeaker.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching this on YouTube, this is Leela's number now across the screen. Yeah. If you want to check her out, give her some business.
The manager bowls out. He's like, yo, what are you doing? I think I'm speaking to some hookers on the phone. Yeah,
exactly.
Because now there's like a bit of a crowd and shit. I'm like, no. This is the bird who was standing in your reception. He's like, don't take the fucking pic. I showed him the card. She's still on the blower. So I'm holding the blower and holding the card so you can see the numbers dialed.
Yeah.
He's like, what? He grabs the phone and just presses no, like ends the phone call.
Oh, shit.
And walks back into the office.
Damn.
But fucking hell, Leela was going in. I was thinking, Leela is doing the old business trick of 50% off.
Yeah.
But then she knows all the geezers are going to go in for the hand shandy anyway.
Yeah.
So she's always going to get back to 50 quid. I was thinking, shall I go in? Like Andrea would go, fuck it. You know what I mean? Like, married like a few months ago. Yeah, I didn't know she was getting hand shandy. It's like, fuck me, bro.
Jeez.
I couldn't believe that. She was so like forthright about it.
I wonder if she uses the double-handed technique, you know me?
Like the twist and wrench. You're like, fucking hell, Leela, you're going to rip it off. Fuck.
You know what? I have a story about that, but I'm not going to say it now, man.
Yeah, you have to.
No, I'll save it for another episode. But yeah, I've got stories. It was out in Hong Kong, actually.
Oh, that's dodge.
Yeah,
that's the proper dodge. This shit happened to me today.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy. That's hilarious, though. Yeah, man.
Leela.
I tell you what, before we round it off, I wanted to try something out with you, bro. It's like I was listening to a podcast the other day. I can't even remember what the fuck it was. I was listening with my brother in the car, and it was like a comedy podcast. I don't know what the fuck it was. And they played like a word association game at the end, where it's basically we set a timer for 1 minute. And then I was thinking to do a graffiti version. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've got now a list of like English graffiti writers. Yeah. Well, no, they're not all English, actually. I don't know. They're just famous graffiti tags. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we set a minute timer. I'm not allowed to say the word. Yeah. I have to describe it to you. And you, as soon as you know what it is, you shout it out. Okay. And then we move on to the next one.
Yeah, the only problem is the connection is a little bit bad on this particular podcast. So if it doesn't work, my minute might be up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we'll, we'll chop this bit out if it doesn't work, man. But Andy, if you could set a timer for 1 minute on your phone, is that all right? And so we'll know how long, because I'm reading my phone now. Or I could set a timer. If you can do it, that would make it easier.
I'm ready. I'm ready with the timer. You tell me when to go.
Okay, okay, cool. All right, so we got 1 minute on the clock. I'm going to, and you can play along at home, ladies and gentlemen.
Only if they're in the graph.
Yeah, okay, cool. Well, no, you don't have to be in the graph. I'm describing the word. So just know that all these words are famous graffiti writers as well. So let's give it a go, man. Andy, when you...
Okay.
So you count me down.
I'm ready.
Count down one, two, three, okay. And then I'll start and start the timer, yeah?
3, 2, 1.
All right, if you're in a school and the person that is...
Teach.
Yes, okay. And then when you're dead, but then you come back to life, you go... Yes, and then okay. And when you're really rude to someone, when you're like mad rude and you're like...
Aggro.
No, I'm thinking of something else. When you're like, you know, and you're just like... You're being an asshole, man. You're being a proper cunt, like a proper chief. You go, that guy's really... Why are you being so...
Rude.
No.
That aggressive.
No, come on, man.
Rude, aggressive.
He's in PFP. He's in PFP.
Jikes.
Mean. All right, moving on to the
next
one.
Mean!
All right.
So okay. I've got two so far.
All right, okay. In India, they described like people's skin tones. Yeah, it's the what system? Come on, Andy, you must know this one. Like it's different. Okay, moving on to that was a caste. All right. Okay, when you really want something to happen, man, when you really want something to happen, you really wish.
Oh, that's the timer.
Now, the last one was hope. Big up my man, Hope.
I was going to say, you should let me try and get that last one.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to squeeze in as many there, but you got what? One, two.
Two. I only got a few teach and zombie.
You got two. That was shit. But let us know in the comments, guys, if you like that game. We'll bring it back and we'll do it again, man. Maybe when we have guests on. I really wanted to do that game with my brother. He would have caught mad jokes off that, man.
Could have been like Mallet's Mallet.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Mallet's Mallet. Who remembers that one? That's hilarious, man.
Yeah, man.
All right, cool, brother, man. Yo, I'm good. Listen, we drop podcasts every Wednesday, man. So make sure you subscribe. If you're watching on YouTube, subscribe, hit the little bell thing so you get a notification. Follow us on the Instagram at almshouse to your mum's house pod. You can follow Theme at Real Theme.
Check us out on the Killer Keller one. We dropped on Killer Keller today, yeah. No?
Yeah, it came out today on Thursday, 1st of
Big
December.
Big up, Keller.
Part 2 is dropping tomorrow. So everyone go check out Killer Keller podcast. He's a legend, man. And I'm sure if you found us, you most likely heard of his podcast as well. He does like graffiti, London culture, music and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But he's more of an interview thing, you know? We're more conversational. How did you feel after that podcast anyway, man? I mean, he's such a nice guy, man. And we went there.
It went so fast, man. I feel like I didn't really say anything. Like we didn't really say much. We talked about the story. It's so funny. The story of that girl that you mentioned.
Yeah.
And we all knew her name.
Yeah.
And then Six dropped a comment on the Instagram. Like, yo, she's still my friend.
Yeah. No, I still chat to her.
Exactly
I'm still,
who it is.
I'm still mates with her on Facebook, man. And also I mentioned on Killer Keller's podcast that when I was doing the West London Warehouse party, we had people just do nothing before they blew up.
You posted a thing on the pod.
And I promised on his podcast that I would, because we filmed a video of that day back in 2012. So that's on the Instagram as well. So go check out our Instagram. All the links are below here. Yeah, man, show us some love. Give us a rating, all that bizzle. You know what I mean? And
and look at the Venezuela bandana.
Hey.
Sexual, baby.
¿Qué pasa, amigo? And I know I said we were going to have my cousin, my American cousin, but he flaked on me last minute, but he will be back soon, man.
American, man.
Yeah, exactly. Motherfucker. But much love to my cousin, Kareem. He will be on soon, sooner rather than later. I've also locked in with Sick. We're going to have him on. He's out in America now. Is he America? Yeah. No. Where is he right now?
Yeah, he's in Virginia.
Virginia, that's the, yeah, he's not in Chicago.
But he's been
anymore.
In Chicago.
He lived in South America. Man. Yeah, he's a really cool dude, and we're going to chop it up with him. And I reached out to a couple other heads. But anyway, we'll get into that.
Sick
when it
writer
comes up.
As well.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
So, yo, much love, party people, man.
Everyone go outside and buy a scratchy.
Yeah.
And batter the district line on the inside. Yeah, that's what we want to see. Scratch up windows, mother lovers.
Yeah, man. And show some love, guys, man. All right. Share this with a friend, man. Let them know. All right. And much love and peace.
Mom's house to your mom's house.
See you next time.
We'll come round and dash your paw out.
Peace.